Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
Hi, good morning, honey. This is Garrett with Winter's Plumbing Service.
Oh, hi, Garrett. Good morning.
Hey, how are you
doing?
I'm a bit sick.
I've got colds, but I'm okay. Thank you, medicine.
No. How's the weather?
Well, yeah, it's January. It's still raining. So I think I got it, like, because we went out late at night with the kids. So, yeah, I think that's when I got it.
Oh, no.
But I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Thankfully, no fever. All right. So,
yeah, Jared.
How can I help you? Oh, I think I was able, I tried to reach out to you last week, right? I forgot to call you again after that. So, okay, let me just go ahead and pull up your account here very quick. Let's see. Okay. So I wasn't, the last thing that we talked about was that your Google Verified campaign. It's already, okay, it is already qualified to do an increase.
Okay.
A paper lead one. Let me just double check here everything. 5, 8, and 6, 13, and your budget is actually 6 on. Let me just check something very quick. So yeah, that's right. You are qualified to go ahead and do a budget increase. Because we were monitoring this one, because we cannot just go ahead and increase the budget there. We need to go ahead and at least hit 90% of your cap. So, because that means that your ads is performing. Because even if we actually, like, do an increase, I think I discussed this one before, because you were asking if we can do an increase, and I said, no, we cannot yet, because it has to be 2 consecutive months to see that the campaign is really, like, working and it's getting leads before it qualifies. So right now, it now qualifies to do an increase.
So I thought we added the 200 from the Facebook ads to that.
Oh, it was added to the Google ads, the pay-per-click campaign.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Oh, yes. So this one is the pay-per-click.
This one is the what?
Pay-per-click campaign.
Oh, yeah, pay per lead, yeah, okay.
Yes. So you're currently at 609 cap. So, yes, you are eligible for an increase on that. Would you like to go ahead and increase your budget for the Google Verified campaign or the pay per lead?
Well, I'm just trying to figure, you know, because I haven't, like, what's weird is, like, the last like, week. Maybe Monday. Last Monday we got a bunch of calls, and then really no calls or very little calls after that.
After that?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, let me see if that one. Let's go to your leads. So you mentioned last Monday, so that was the 5th. Okay, let's So the last Google Verified lead you actually got was on the 6th, and then most of your, remember we actually started the Google Ads campaign. So currently it is on what we call the learning phase. So it will try different strategies. So there will be days that you will have more clicks. That means more calls. And there will be days that you will have no clicks or less calls, because it is like trying to learn. So it is normal that you have like an influx of calls or clicks, and then it suddenly it stops. So we are just still on that phase, And then after that, it will go to the optimization phase, which means whatever it has learned, we go ahead and strategize it. And then after that 2-week period of optimization, then there it comes, like, that is when it starts to go ahead and apply what it has learned.
Because we started this really a long time ago, though, so it shouldn't have done it sooner, or shouldn't we be done with it? Yeah.
Well, let me see. Let me check here. Google Ads. Okay, your Google Ads campaign had $300 budget before when we spoke. So we actually increased that one for better performance. So after, once we do like a high increase on that, that's the time it actually goes back to the learning phase. So that's the reason why.
Okay.
This is why we actually suggest, I suggested to you back on December that we go ahead and add more budget to it to make sure it actually performs.
So it's been already a month though, right, since we've added more?
Let me check here. We added the budget, let me see.
Some guy used our bathroom.
Okay, let me see here. Let me just check at the bill. Optimally. So as per notes here, optimization was yesterday. Let me see. Yes, we billed you on December 2. That's right. It's been a month already. So let me check here. Because as per the notes, it is optimized. Optimization actually is yesterday. Let me just check here. So as per the notes, it started the optimization yesterday, the 11th.
Okay. So is that good?
Yes. This is actually good because that means your account, because when I checked here on the leads, you are already starting to get track more traction on your website. Let me open your Google Ads campaign on the back office so I can see. I wanted to check how many clicks we are actually getting. Campaigns. Okay, so last January 1st, we didn't get any clicks. January 2nd, we've got 5, 3, no, 0 clicks. January 4th, 0 clicks. And then on January 6th, we got 14 clicks. Oh, okay. So because January 3 and January 4th, you didn't have clicks, and 5, so all of the budget that was allocated for that day was actually, 5, you've got 4 clicks. They were actually given to January 6th. That's why you had like a high call on for, you've got 14 clicks there. And then on 7, you've got 3, January 8, 6, 10, let me see further. Okay, so yes, your scoring actually here for your performance is 96, so that means your Google Ads campaign is getting traction and getting customers to click on your ads. Let me check your leads. So in 7, you've got a website lead and you've got some calls. So, Garrett, yes, I can say to you that your ads is actually working. So, since we have, actually, it did complete the learning phase already, so it is on the optimization right now. So, you should really be getting more qualified leads as the days come because your ads is performing.
Okay. I mean, I'm looking, I mean, I'm trying to get, you know, three or four jobs a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that's the goal.
That's the goal. So currently, let me check. So you are for 6. You've got 1, 2, 3 leads came in. 1 from Google Verify. You've got from the website for your Google Ads. And then you've got a regular call from your listing. On the 5th, let me see. You've got 3 as well. 1 is marked, let me see, the Google Verified, what happened? It's not charged. 1 is scheduled, and then 1 needs a follow-up. So how are the calls going to you? I see that you are actually getting leads. Oh, this actually started on the 5th. You are getting leads every day.
Okay. Well, I just haven't, like, I haven't had a phone call about Plum, like, since Thursday, you know what I mean?
Okay, let's see. Last was the 8th. Let me see your Google Ads if we were able to gain clicks on that. So January 8th, you've got 8 clicks. And then January 9th, you've got 6. And then on the 10th, which is on a weekend, no clicks at all. Let me check.
Is your dog put away?
Yeah, on a weekend we didn't have calls, or we didn't have actually clicks on a weekend. Let me just check.
I'm concerned because a lot of those clicks I think maybe are from people trying to sell me insurance and stuff like that, you know.
For your ads, when they contacted you, have you tried to ask them like where they actually ad works on you?
Yeah, I have asked them a few times, and they have said that they just get us off of the internet. So
in the internet. Okay, Monday, Tuesday, Friday. We are actually not running ads on weekends.
Okay.
Yes, so because your business hours is only Monday to Friday, so that's why we don't run ads on weekends. You will not get any clicks, actually. So that's why we got 0 over the weekend, because you're not running ads for you. And your business is actually showing us closed on weekends. So you will never get any lead at all every weekend.
Oh, can we change that?
Would you like to change? Oh, yeah. Certainly.
Yeah.
Would you like everything to be changed?
What do you mean everything?
For all the campaigns? It is for the old campaigns?
Just the Google ad, not the verified.
Just the Google ads, okay. So it's the same. We are going to be 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Let's add that. Saturday and Sunday. Okay. I'll go ahead and send this request to our Google Ads team so that they can edit your campaign and make sure that we put their campaign live for weekends.
Okay.
Alrighty. Anything else, Garrett?
Okay. So you're saying we're in the optimization phase right now?
Uh-oh. Yes.
And so what is that? So, how long does that go on?
It only takes about 2 weeks for the optimization. Because what our Google Ads team actually did is they put in 2 campaigns for your account.
Okay.
Yes. So one is actually, they have put here that one is already done because it has 96% of scoring of it, which means it is already performing. So the one that's actually being optimized is the one that has a scoring of 85. So we wanted to make sure that it goes up for better performance. So that one is the one that's optimizing. The other campaign that we did for Google Ads campaign is already good. So it should be running well.
Okay, so my other question is Yelp. I'm currently on Yelp. They charge me $300 a month, but I don't get one single call from them. Will me canceling that affect my Google optimization?
Well, not really. To be honest, if, for example, you are running ads with Yelp, if you cancel it with them, basically they will just stop the ads for you. But of course, the listing will still be available at Yelp.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
But, does that have an effect on Google?
No, it will not. Google is a separate entity. As long as you're basically, it will only affect your Google listing if in case it has a different information than your Google listing or mismatch of the name, phone number and address. That's the only time it will actually have a great effect. But if, for example, you just want to stop the ads with them, it's totally fine.
Okay, I want to stop the ads and not even be listed with them because they charge you $150 a month for that.
There should be a free version wherein you don't have to pay them. Yes, you can just go ahead and do that so that you still have a Yelp listing. So when people are just say they search for you, you are still visible in Yelp, but you don't have to run ads with them.
Okay, and that will not affect my Google.
It will not. In fact, the budget that you put in Yelp, you can actually put that one on your Google Verified campaign. The paper lead one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Since it is the budget there.
Okay. All right. Let me get a hold of Yelp and then I'll call you back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Right, thank you so much, Garrett. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good one, honey.
You too. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.